The Argonauts, now 11-3, left Thursday on another charter flight, this one to Kansas City to face Texas A&M Commerce, who comes in at 13-1. The Lions beat Harding University 31-17 last weekend, while the Argos knocked off top seed Indiana, Pennsylvania 27-17.
We go up there Friday night, and we got guys taking their shirts off in 20-degree weather. I'm like, all right, this is going to be fun. And sure enough, the game was unbelievable. I mean, our guys just played as well as I've seen them play. Very exciting.
One of the major challenges on Saturday, says Argo head coach Pete Shinnick, is the Lions' defense.
Every time you turn them on and you watch them and you look in, you see something different. They're playing about 25 guys on defense, a lot of different numbers, a lot of people very effective, mix and matching coverages and blitzes and different things that they do. When we look at them defensively, we know that we're going to have to be spot on offensively to get it done.
UWF this week placed two defenders on the second team Division II All-America squad, lineman John Williamson and defensive back Marvin Conley. Speaking on his weekly cable TV show, host Tommy Thrall asked Shinnick what the Argos may look like from their opponent's perspective.
I think you just got to look at the guys that we have and the guys that are making plays. You can't discredit who we've played. You can't discredit, you know, what we've been able to do. And I think you got to take all of that and say, all right, we always look at how would we match up against them? What would that look like?
Enjoy this win tonight. But make not just championship decisions, but national championship.
Colby Carthell is in his fifth season as head coach at Texas A&M Commerce, about 60 miles northeast of Dallas. He guided the Lions to three straight Lone Star Conference championships and finished second to Midwestern State this past regular season.
We talked about taking over the Lone Star Conference, and we did that. We've been talking about taking this program to a national level. We've never said we're going to win a national championship, but we said we're going to be competing for one year in, year out. That's where we are today.
Speaking after the win over Harding, Carthell said they're looking forward to the meeting with West Florida. One thing's for sure, youth will be served. The Argos have 42 sophomores and 24 freshmen on their roster. Commerce is young as well.
There were 16 freshmen that played out there tonight, 17 the week before, and we've got a lot of really good young players, and so we're going to be really, really good for a long, long time, and that's what's encouraging.
The Lions are led by senior quarterback Luis Perez, who has completed more than 70% of his passes and thrown for almost 4,700 yards. He is a first-team Division II All-America.
Luis is a special player. You know, every once in a while you get some guys like that that come through, and there's just something about him that's a little different. He's able to lead this team and make good decisions, and he does things the right way.
UWF quarterback Mike Beaudry, the Gulf South Conference's Offensive Freshman of the Year, has passed for just under 3,000 yards and 28 touchdowns. Add to the Argo attack running back Chris Schwartz, who ran for 141 yards and a score against IUP. Once again, UWF's Pete Shinnick.
We felt like we could get a body on a body in the run game. They continually gave us six men in the box. Our O-line and tight end are pretty good at getting a body on a body, and that's where you saw Chris Schwartz run for the yards that he did.
Going to Kansas City, Kansas City, here I come. Going to Kansas City.
Kickoff Saturday is set for 5 o'clock Central Time at Children's Mercy Park, the home of Major League Soccer's Sporting Kansas City. The game will be televised on ESPN2. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.